Hi, this is a dictation for Regenia Elion, R-E-G-E-N-E-A-E-L-I-O-N, date of service is 4/25/1983. Date of accident is 11/19/2025. Date of service is 4/10/2025. Date of service is June 18, 2025. The patient was earlier seen on 4/10/2025 as a new patient. Today she is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she has an ongoing pain in the neck, which is 10. Pain in the mid back and lower back is also reported to be 10. She also reports of shooting pain and numbness and tingling in the right leg anteriorly and posteriorly, also at 10. She reports that she has a shooting pain in the right arm, which is also reported to be 10 and is mostly pain and numbness and tingling of the entire right arm, front and back. She had a second MRI of the cervical spine in Corville Health, Farmington Hills, and she is undergoing a neck surgery with Dr. Ramakrishna for cervical spine with fusion anterior discectomy on 8/14/2025. She has got severe anxiety, panic, and is unable to sleep. Pain level is 10, ADLs are affected 10. The patient do not report any relief as of yet from her issues emanating from this accident on 11/11/2019. She has had a surgery for the lumbar spine that needs a redo surgery down the road by Dr. Ramakrishna. Kindly review the records for ADLs, for system review, for additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure being 123/86. Pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 4/10/2025-0416-014. The patient do have a pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right hand with positive findings. And surgical scar exists in the abdomen for the previous surgery. It's a 6-inch scar. The range of motion of the cervical spine is 40 in the forward flexion, 40 in the extensions, and 40 in the lateral rotation, and 40 in the rotation, and lumbar spine is 45 degrees, flexion extension is 20, lateral flexion 20, and rotation is 20. She is able to walk reasonably well, slight limping. Our sacroiliac joints are tender with positive Faber test and Gonsalant test. Medications are so the diagnosis remains. The medications that are provided to her are as follows: Mobic, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect; Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection; Elavil, 50 milligram at night for sleep; and GAD disorder, Wellbutrin, 150 milligram for anxiety, panic, and depression. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day. For radiculopathy, numbness, tinglings. Lunesta, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Percocet, 7.5 milligram. 325 was provided for pain relief, one pill a day. The patient is continuing her chiropractic treatments. Other than that, no other treatment is required. She is following up with Dr. Ramakrishna, which is perfectly fine. We'll see her after her surgery is done. Thank you.